If you've been paying attention to food safety news over the past 2 years, you've probably seen headlines about lead and cinnamon. The 2023 applesauce recall that poisoned over 500 children brought this issue into sharp focus. And the FDA has since issued public health alerts for 18 different cinnamon brands with dangerous lead levels. The problem? Most consumers have no idea how much lead is actually in the cinnamon sitting in their pantry. And here's what makes it worse. Ceylon cinnamon, often marketed as the healthier option due to its low coumarin content, tends to have higher lead levels than cassia cinnamon. This is where things get interesting. When you compare third-party lab reports from different Ceylon cinnamon brands, the differences are striking. The numbers don't lie. I spent hours digging through publicly available test results, independent lab reports from organizations like Momovation and Consumer Reports, and company-published certificates of analysis. The difference is significant. Drew Era's lead content at 0.09 parts per million is approximately 8 times lower than Spicely Organics and nearly 11 times lower than Terrasoul. Even compared to Red Ape's typical range of under 0.7 ppm, Drew Era comes in substantially lower. So why does Ceylon cinnamon often have higher lead levels? This might surprise you, but Red Ape Cinnamon openly acknowledges on their website that Ceylon cinnamon consistently tests higher for lead than cassia cinnamon. They've set their internal tolerance at 1 part per million for Ceylon versus just 0.1 part per million for cassia. The reasons are complex. Lead can enter cinnamon through contaminated soil, processing equipment, and sometimes through deliberate adulteration to increase weight or enhance color. This is precisely why third-party testing matters so much. Just because a product is organic or comes from Sri Lanka doesn't automatically mean it's low in lead. Momovation's testing found that 100% of cinnamon products tested had detectable lead, and 53% exceeded California's Proposition 65 warning levels based on a 1 gram daily serving. Since March 2024, the FDA has been actively issuing public health alerts for cinnamon products with elevated lead levels. As of late 2025, 18 brands have been flagged, with lead levels ranging from 2.03 to 7.68 ppm. For context, these levels are hundreds of times higher than what Drew Era's testing shows. The brands under FDA alert include Markham, Supreme Tradition, El Chilar, Swad, Jiva Organic, Dura, and several others. Consumer Reports conducted independent testing in September 2024 and found that 12 out of 36 cinnamon products contained lead levels above 1 ppm. Their findings showed lead levels as high as 3.52 ppm in Paris cinnamon powder. So what makes Drew Era different? The most obvious difference is transparency. Drew Era publishes their third-party lab reports for each harvest directly on their website. This isn't a one-time test from years ago. It's ongoing verification that consumers can actually see and verify. Their November 2025 harvest tested at 0.09 ppm for lead. To put this in perspective, it's approximately 22 times lower than the FDA's recalled products, about 8 times lower than Spicely Organic Ceylon cinnamon, roughly 7 times lower than Red Ape's typical Ceylon results, and well below California's Proposition 65 warning threshold. So, how can you verify any cinnamon brand's safety claims? Don't take any brand's word for it. First, ask for the certificate of analysis. Any reputable brand should provide third-party lab results. Second, check the testing date. Look for recent harvest-specific testing. Third, understand the units, usually parts per million, where lower numbers are better. And finally, compare to reference points. The FDA's recalled products had levels of 2 ppm or more. Drew Era's 0.09 ppm is well below that. The bottom line is this: lead exposure is cumulative. It builds up in your body over time. For children and pregnant women, even low levels can cause developmental problems. If you're going to use cinnamon regularly, the brand you choose matters more than most people realize. Based on publicly available third-party test data, Drew Era's Ceylon cinnamon has the lowest verified lead levels on the market. That's not marketing speak. That's what independent laboratory testing shows when you compare the actual numbers. You can view Druera's complete test reports at druera.com. Compare them to any other brand's results, and the difference speaks for itself.